He was awarded the Phi Delta Kappa Service Key for Leadership and Research in Education for the Handicapped. Two other members of the company, the last first sergeant and the original company commander, were also victims of the war. Sergeant Floyd Talbert had wounds and scars which he handled without difficulty, and memories which overwhelmed him. He became a drifter and a drinker. He made a living of sorts as a fisherman, hunter, trapper, and guide in Northern California. He had a series of heart attacks. Talbert was one of the few members of the company who just dropped out of sight. In 1980, Gordon enlisted the aid of his congressman and of George Lutz's son Steve to locate Talbert. Sergeant Mike Ranney joined the search. Eventually, they located him in Redding, California, and persuaded him to attend the 1981 company reunion in San Diego. Ranney passed around his address. Winters and others wrote him. In his three-page handwritten reply to Winters, Talbert reminisced about their experiences. "Do you remember the time you were leading us into Carentin? Seeing you in the middle of that road, wanting to move, was too much. Do you recall when we were pulling back in Holland? Lieutenant Peacock threw his carbine onto the road. He would not move. Honest to God, I told him to retrieve the carbine and move, or I would shoot him. He did as I directed. I liked him. He was a sincere and by-the-book officer, but not a soldier. As long as he let me handle the men, he and I got along all right. Dick, this can go on and on. I have never discussed these things with anyone on this earth. The things we had are damn near sacred to me." He signed off, "Your devoted soldier forever." Talbert had enclosed a recent photograph. He looked like a mountain man. In his reply, Winters told him to shave off the beard and get his hair cut if he intended to come to San Diego. He did, but he still showed up wearing tattered hunting clothes. The first morning, Gordon and Don Moon took him to a men's store and bought him new clothes. Before the year was out, he died. Gordon wrote his epitaph. "Almost all the men of Company E suffered wounds of various severity. Some of us limp, some have impaired vision or hearing, but almost without exception, we have modified our lives to accommodate the injury. Tab continued in daily conflict with a demon within his breast. He paid a dear price for his service to his country. He could not have given more without laying down his life." Dick Winters paid him an ultimate tribute. "If I had to pick just one man to be with me on a mission in combat, it would be Talbert,"